summarize a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Rog Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the dime bags in D.C. Empty your pockets. It's Mueller time again. This guy just won't go away. For months, Republicans and Trump have claimed it a conflict for Mueller to have interviewed for the FBI job and then become special counsel. Trump claims he rejected Mueller for the director job, tweeting out hours before the testimony.
It's been reported that Robert Mueller's saying he did not apply an interview for the job of FBI director and get turned down the day before he was wrongfully appointed special counsel. Hope he doesn't say that under oath and that we have numerous witnesses to the interview, including the Vice President of the United States.
For the first time today, under oath, former special counsel Robert Mueller denied the allegations, alleging that when he talked to the president on the FBI director decision, he was not himself a candidate. Representative Louis Gohmert asked Mueller this today. When you talked to President Trump the day before you were appointed as special counsel, you were talking to him about the FBI director position again. Did he mention James Comey? Not as a candidate, Mueller said. Will the truth of this matter ever be uncovered? Rog can only hope we can close the book on this boondoggle. In big money! By God, the recent report on the national debt is a bummer. The unrivaled debt levels revealed in a recent Congressional Budget Office report is enough to make Rog break out in some reprehensible rage. As revealed by Reason.com, the national debt will hit unprecedented levels in the coming decades, with debt soaring high above record highs set during World War II. And what do the infidels in Washington propose? Why, Congress proposes raising the debt ceiling by over 50,000 over the next two...
That's not the number.
Oh, yes, they're pushing it to 50 million buckaroos.
I think it's 50 billion?
What? 50 billion? That's a lot of frog skins! Did you know President Andrew Jackson was the last and only president to scale the national debt to zero? On top of having a balanced budget in 1835. 1835! Get a load of these facts and figures. As of July 1st, 2019, the official debt of the United States government is $22,023,127,457,029, to be exact. This amounts to $66,907 for every person living in the U.S. $172,614, you hear me? For every household in the U.S. 105% of the U.S. economy. 6.2 times the annual federal revenues. Looks like we're not living within our means. At the close of 2018, the size of the national debt relative to the U.S. economy was 3.6 times higher than its average over U.S. history. You know what? The jig is up. It's time we demand. Those hacks inside the Beltway need to tighten their belts. Sharpen your pencils, write your reps, call your mother, make your voice heard. Let's turn this runaway debt train around before it's too late. And now, a word from our sponsors.
If it's nice to you, what most?
Coast Federal Savings.
Open your savings account at Coast Federal Savings.
Coast Federal pays you more, nice and yield on the ground floor.
Open your savings account at Coast Federal Savings.
Welcome back, folks. Bad driver bus drug dealers turn dingoes. It's no dice smuggling that ice. Monday evening, a 28-year-old Australian man lost control of his vehicle, crashing into a van and knocking it into a Sydney police paddy wagon. The crazy part? The van fled the scene even though it was not at fault for the accident. An hour-long police chase ensued, concluding with officials arresting the van driver upon discovering $200 million worth of methamphetamine. You know, crank, chalk, wash, trash, dunk, dack, pookie. A mountain of speed was just stowed in the back of this man's van. The moral of the story? Bad driving doesn't always end badly. Way to go, you lousy f***ing driver! Let's get Randy with Bigsby's Beat of the Week! If you're gonna go big, why not queue up a glass of Courvoisier, roll the dice, and go for broke? With a buxom tune and a classy broad like Shirley Bassey and her big hit, Big Spender. But watch out, she's bound to steal your heart and billfold. Listen up.
A good time. So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender.
And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been news from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yee-haw! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
Mad Magazine.
Advertising mascots.
B-movie posters.
And cartoons.
Oh yeah, can't forget cartoons.
If you get the funky connection that ties these pop culture gems together, you'll dig two designers walk into a bar.
See, we're a couple of creatively curious pals living between the bookends of grand museums and dive bars.
Hey, you know the place, the sweet spot where highbrow and lowbrow become drinking buddies.
So join our barroom chats as we talk influential work and uncover stories of how the familiar became iconic. Think behind the music for the stuff we love.
Check out our website at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
And listen wherever you get your podcasts or visit evergreenpodcasts.com.